The program for this afternoon is we'll have a short 10-minute reflection. I'll drop in a couple of questions for reflection based on this morning's input. Then we'll have an opportunity for groups. And so the opportunity is for you to bring any questions or anything that has come out of this morning's session, really. Please do prioritize anything that's already there for you and that you'd like to share or ask a question around. You can bring them to those half-hour groups. And then we'll have an open space after the groups. Again, an opportunity to bring up any questions or to share anything from this morning or anything that has arisen in the groups. And then we'll finish with a 25-minute meditation. We'll do a metta bhavana practice, and that'll take us to 5:30. So I invite you to adopt a meditation pose. If you prefer lying down, you know that's fine. If that's more comfortable, more suited to reflection for you. Whatever works. So whatever posture you do adopt, let's settle ourselves physically and allow our minds to follow. So entering into stillness of the body, inviting a stillness of the mind. Initially arriving into a presence, being present in this present moment. And acknowledging whatever your experience is. Your physical experience, your senses, your physical senses. And whatever thoughts or emotions are going on. And you observe without getting caught up. And then deliberately turning our attention to our breath, the physical sensations of our breath. Where do you feel the sensations most? And tuning in. Attending to those sensations. Allowing the sensations of the breath to be your anchor. So the invitation is just to allow the couple of questions relating to this morning's material to drop into this period of stillness. Like a pebble dropping into water. Sinking through the body of water, sinking to the depths. So, what is my sense of my blessings in the midst of life's challenges? What is the sense of my blessings in the midst of life's challenges? How can I bring more gratitude for my blessings into my life? How can I bring more gratitude for my blessings into my life? So Pranyanita will split us up into breakout groups.
So as Ratnadeva said, it's an open space, so there may be stuff that came out in your groups, in your sharing that you wanted to follow up or share or ask about. There may be something that happened in meditation, in yesterday's evening ritual, or during the talk and the meditation that Ratnadeva led this morning. Or it may just be stuff. Or your relationship to the four reminders, anything that's touched you, or
So,
Remy.
Remy, yeah.
Hi everyone. I just wanted to say I wasn't able to join this morning. I'm in New York. It's a bit early for me at the moment to join the morning sessions, but I just wanted to say that the group share was very lovely and I felt an enormous softening. And I'm deeply grateful and appreciative for that experience and to everyone in my group to experience that softening. So thank you.
Thank you, Remy. So, do you want to say any more about the softening or just?
It's still forming. It's still sort of like ether, but I because I didn't participate this morning, I didn't share as much in the circle around gratitude and practice, but I became aware of a softening around what I was experiencing, and that softening allowing in more appreciation for whatever's arising, both lovely and welcome, and also stuff I'm not really very happy or to be having arising right now, but just this general softening around all of that.
And that's what our practice is all about, isn't it? That softening, and we can sometimes feel that physically in our bodies, that softening, but very much a softening of our heart, a softening of our views, and that's also around the sort of painful, difficult, challenging stuff, as well as softening and opening our hearts and feeling more connected that can happen. But it sounds like everything that you're saying is exactly what the whole retreat's about, and it's great that you're with us, and the morning sessions will be up online, but you might get them later because I think they probably won't be posted till the evenings. But it's very nice to have you here. It's nice actually, this community, because there's lots of people that I see from different contexts, like maybe the early morning meditation or the lunchtime meditations or Dharma night or a course or the people of color sessions, or who used to come to the center and I haven't seen in person, but they're here now. So yeah, really lovely to have you all here.
I don't know if I could just mention that there's this bit of a common theme in our group, which is quite interesting. Which was like, I think we all realized we had a lot to feel appreciative of and feel grateful for. But, and then we just described different methods we use for, kind of getting in touch with that gratitude. But you don't always feel grateful, sometimes you just feel sort of rotten and, you can't really quite summon the gratitude, and sometimes even the attempt to get in touch with your gratitude, you get in touch with your resentment. So no matter how we might intellectually and sort of even morally feel like we should feel, we don't always actually feel that way. So I don't know if anyone had any reflections on that. I thought it was great. Just felt very real that it came up, and I can yeah.
Well, I think that's the point, is to be real and to be with what is. And unless we're enlightened, we're not going to be feeling gratitude all the time. Just we're not. There's all kinds of other stuff that's happening, and often we're working with really difficult situations or really deep conditioning and habits. And we experience the whole range of human emotion, and some of that is things that we might not be so proud of, and some of it may just feeling really shitty. And it's been a really, really challenging year for all of us, hasn't it? And probably, if you're like me, it's a lot of stuff that I thought I'd worked through and gone past has just got re-evoked, and I've realised, oh my God, I still haven't worked through this properly. And, you know, I think there's all the uncertainty, all the anxiety, and it's been so prolonged. And then, you know, a lot of people have had all kinds of losses, whether it's a bereavement or loss of job or loss of income or, you know, not knowing what's going to be happening. And I think that creates conditions that are going to evoke some of those feelings. I mean, we don't want to be unreal, you know. We don't want to pretend we're feeling something that we're not. It's like when you do the metta bhavana, you may not feel any metta at all. You're still doing the practice and it can still be really worthwhile, even if you find yourself feeling a whole lot of ill will and anger and resentment or envy towards all the people in it. You're still doing the practice. That's the working ground. Yeah. So I think it's really good to actually be honest about that, because I think quite often our conditioning can make us feel it's not okay to feel certain things or think certain things, and then we kind of censor it and don't even allow ourselves to be aware that that's there. So it's really great to actually just be able to see that's there. What Ratnadeva was talking about, you know, rather than saying I'm angry, I feel angry. And I'm just thinking that in terms of like the Satipatthana Sutta, where the Buddha's talking about the mind and mental states and underlying mental states. It's just a lot of just naming what's present. What's present, what's absent. You know, there's anger present, there's envy present, there's hatred present, but whatever else is present, you know, or there's joy present, or, you know. So to be able to just see what is part of, I think, cultivating insight, because insight is seeing things as they are. And if what is that you're feeling shitty or you're feeling despondent or depressed or whatever else it might be, then I think that's actually really important to be able to do that. And then we need to bring kindness to it, compassion to it. Sorry, I talked a lot there. Anything you want to say, Pranjanita or Ratnadeva?
I would probably just add to it. I think it's very alive in my practice at the moment to have more than one thing going on. And it's really interesting to have sometimes, I suppose sometimes it could be being sad or being anxious, and then kind of broadening that and seeing what else is there. I had a back pain the other day and it was quite excruciating. And it was just that, what, you know, focusing your attention on that particular aspect and then looking at, well, what else is happening at the same time? And I think what certainly for me is really the practice is to broaden the attention. So I think what Bodhidharma was saying is a lot being real and really recognizing what's there. And then for me, there is the question, and what else is there? And sometimes I get a bit puzzled, like, can you actually have, for example, anger and joy coexisting, or being, you know, feeling really not appreciative, and yet there might be something that you feel grateful for. So having like totally different feelings coexisting, it's a great puzzle to me at the moment that I feel I'm only beginning to look into, really. Yeah. Don't know if Ratnadeva wants to add anything.
I'm chewing on Dharmavadana's phrase, summoning gratitude. It's an interesting word, verbs to summon. You know, if you get a summons, it's usually not good news. it does seem quite forceful and directive. And yes, as Bodhi Leela and Pranayanita were saying there, to some extent, maybe the emphasis is very much just being real and knowing what's, being aware of what's going on. But I do think there's some merit also in going towards a summoning, but maybe not as energetic as summoning, maybe something like not as forceful as summoning, maybe something like just creating the conditions for gratitude to arise, just as with the metta bhavana, there's the possibility of creating conditions for the loving kindness to arise. You can't force these emotions, can you? I'm gonna feel kind, or I'm gonna feel, oh God, I want to feel grateful. But we can. I think that certainly the Katanya to Bhavna begins with just calling to mind the blessings and maybe the joy that we get from the blessings, and maybe just as a natural response to that, there's the possibility that gratitude might arise, just as when we contemplate people's virtues and how they've helped us in the past, we might just naturally, that's a condition out of which we naturally perhaps feel loving kindness towards them. So I think I'm a fan of that approach, just trying to put conditions in place out of which the desired emotion can arise.
I think that's so important. Thank you very much for bringing that up. I think all our practice really is about creating conditions, isn't it? Yeah. And I think we can come to our practice or our meditation or whatever else it is with all our habits of wanting to make things happen, being very goal-oriented, task-oriented, outcome-oriented, and think that we can apply that to our spiritual life. And there is something about intention and direction and commitment and effort. But there's also something about, as Ratna Deva says, you can't force these things to happen. So if it's a bhavana practice, it's about kind of developing, cultivating, bringing something into being. But how we do that can, you know, paradoxically be by just creating this open space and being receptive and not trying to force it. I saw Boobies had a thing about curiosity, and I think that's a really helpful attitude in our practice, just to be curious what's there, what's happening.
Can I say something?
Please do, Rebecca.
Yeah, because it feels feels really on topic. The meditation sit that we did this morning, the one that I can't remember the name of. What happened for me was I came up, irritation and frustration and anger arose actually, which was a bit of a surprise. Well, yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. And there was a little part of me going, oh, this is sort of off topic, you know, it's a gratitude practice and this ain't gratitude, what's coming up. But I think I said in our little group that I'm sort of wise enough these days to go with what comes. And so I brought metta to that, to the anger. And then what emerged was sadness, actually. And I think it's particularly to do around a friendship, a relationship, a quality of a relationship that I think is changing or maybe ending. So there's quite a bit of pain there. And so that was what my meditation was. I did follow the meditation, but that was they were the things that were coming up for me. So that was what I was working with. And it felt very effective, obviously effective, because after the meditation, I've been very energized since then. It's like something really wanted to be seen. I hope that, to me, that seems really relevant to what's just been discussed in terms of responding to what comes up. And actually, and I guess what has come up from that is gratitude. So not that I was intellectually kind of grateful, I wasn't feeling grateful, whereas now I feel really thankful, and I could list a really long list. So it's sort of, it did it the other way around, which I'm really thankful for. really, really thankful for.
Thank you, Rebecca. That does sound very relevant. And it does make me think, you know, there's certain teachers, schools of Buddhism, where they talk a lot about self-liberation or, you know, that mental states or patterns can liberate themselves, but that's not through you forcing it to happen, but in a way it's like being with them really, really fully, experiencing them really fully, and then that, you know, allows that energy to be released or that pattern to be released without you sort of consciously forcing anything to happen, which again links to what Ratnadeva was saying about creating the conditions.
I was going to add something, if I may.
Go for it, Joe.
Thank you. So, when you said this morning, Ratnadeva, you said about if your feet, I forget exactly how you said it, but it was something like, if you're feeling stuck in a particular emotional mental state, then try being generous, or take on being generous in that moment or in that experience, which was kind of a surprise. Well, I don't know, I found it surprising in that when you said it, and then I thought, oh yeah, and you were talking about the wheel of life and the different realms, and that anything we're in, we can move, you know, we will be moving from one realm to another all the time anyway, however I feel. And it really it was great. It really opened something up. So I've been feeling quite I've been feeling miserable, but I like with the dark and locked conditions basically, but I have been feeling like I am miserable, or I am unhappy, or I am mildly depressed, I don't know, some flavor of that, like that. But it, and what I saw in what when you said that this morning was, I have been without realizing it, I've been identifying with it, like that is me, that is who I am, rather than I have been having those feelings, they have been present, but not like, you know, you cut me open and you're going to find mildly depressed in there or something, you know, that's not going to happen. But it has been like that. And so when you and I, there was a particular time in my life when I was experiencing grief and the rage and the all the things that went with that. The thing that really made the difference was when I was on retreat, actually, and I saw that there was a difference between that the emotion and me, and that just made such an incredible difference. Didn't lessen the emotion, but the ego, or however I would say it, the attachment to that experience was suddenly, there was suddenly a distance there, that, or a space gap, a gap that opened up. And the same thing happened this morning. So I found that incredibly useful. And the practice of being generous, or then I was thinking, well, I can practice being grateful, which might be more challenging it's more challenging to be grateful or generous when I don't feel like it. I don't know, it doesn't really matter, but one or the other or both would definitely make a difference. So thank you for that, and for the conditions that there are even already in this retreat to just be with what is, which is really a gift.
Oh, that's great to hear. And Rebecca, yeah, you're both exemplifying this being real, being with what is. And hopefully, you know, that generates or comes out of what Remy was describing, this softening, this opening, this receptivity. And receptivity isn't something that's can be summoned either, is it? It's got to, we have to put the conditions in place. And I think community and heartfelt communication in Sangha is is what can bring on that softening and receptivity and being real, being in a safe space, safe enough to be real, to be ourselves.
Hi, Ratnadeva. I'm just listening to wonderful people on what they are saying. And for me, the gratitude and life's challenges, I didn't see myself before opening up or anything. But when I had a Dharma in my life that showed me the way, how I can see the things and I can be angry and I can feel that. And because my feelings and those through my feelings, the action comes. So I'm responsible. The Dharma taught me that I'm responsible for my actions. And this human life is very precious, like you said, wonderful talk you have given us in the morning. The Dharma is a very precious gift in my life. And through that, I feel the gratitude. I saw the how grateful, how blessed I am. This world giving me so much. Without Dharma, I won't be able to see anything. So that Dharma created the right condition for me. And still I am those deep rooted habits come. And I struggle every moment, every day. But when I get up and I feel that maybe it's my last day, what I'm going to do? So the heart opens up with the gratitude that, oh, you have got this moment, this life given to you. How you are going to live your life moment by moment? So through Dharma, without Dharma for me, no, I'm nothing. So that created the right condition for me, and then faith and my wonderful spiritual friends and teachers. So yeah, then the gratitude is permanent in my heart that yeah, I feel that. And you don't lose that. You will have your those habits come to you, but you will have that space in your heart. Okay, so how I'm going to act, how I'm going to do things in this situation? And that just stop you because you are, I won't be able to do it because this is such a wonderful, precious human life. So why should I have already wasted? I don't want to waste any moment. And thankful to every moment I have got this preciousness and this beautiful gift in my life. So that's only I wanted to say. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Kalpana, and that's a theme we'll be moving on to tonight, is impermanence and how the moments pass, and you know, each day dawns but once, never to return. That theme, yeah, thanks very much, Kalpana. I notice that the clock is ticking, time is moving on. So let us perhaps wind up now. If there's any urgent question, maybe best put it into the chat at this moment and we'll do our best to address it. There will be more opportunities to raise questions or to share experiences. But let's complete this afternoon session with a just sitting practice. It'll be about just less than a quarter of an hour. So yes, I invite you to your meditation posture. So as Bodhi Leela said yesterday, just sitting practice is, as it says on the tin, we sit and we notice what arises, what is and what passes away without getting caught up with it. And it's simple and as difficult as that. So just sitting practice, about 10 minutes or so. Lovely to have had the afternoon with you and into the dusk, certainly at this latitude and longitude, and look forward to joining you or seeing you later for our 7 o'clock slot. And is there anything you'd like to add, Bodhi Leela?
Well, yeah, just to say that there are these two slots. So the 7 till 8.30 slot, I'll be giving a short talk on impermanence. There'll be some meditation and there'll be ritual. I think we will do a puja in that session. And then at the 10 till 12, we'll be doing a lot of reflecting back on the year, looking forward to the next year, and also doing mantra chanting and maybe a bit of... I'm trying to think of the exact word, but anyway, I'm sure it will be lovely to be seeing in the new year with everybody. We'll be connecting again, I suppose, to what's important to us, you know, our values and setting our intentions for the year. And it's all about creating conditions as well. So hopefully throughout this retreat, and particularly in those sessions, we'll be creating some conditions for things to arise. Thanks.
Thank you, Bodhi Leela. Go well, everybody.